This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Pretty much from the beginning, the internet as we have come to know it has been fueled by ads. And those ads have been fueled by, which is to say, guided to relevant users by cookies, those little bits of code that websites put on your device so that advertisers can basically follow you around online. That jacket you clicked on a week ago that shows up all the time now? Cookies. Also, pretty much from the beginning, privacy advocates have complained that cookies are a privacy nightmare. Well, this week, Google started phasing out some of those third-party cookies on its Chrome browser. Not for nothing, the most popular browser in the world. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on what that means for us.
This change isn't about all cookies. Garrett Johnson teaches at Boston University's Questrom School of Business.
Websites still allow for first-party cookies, which is very useful for the website to be able to remember, for instance, that you've found a product that you want to purchase and it will stay in your checkout.
The change is about third-party cookies, the ones that track you across sites. That is changing the way everybody does business online, and not just businesses. Kate Holliday is Vice President of Politics and Public Affairs at advertising firm Powers Interactive Digital.
The deprecation of the third-party cookie in 2024 is really poised to shake things up because, you know, we're essentially going to have to recalibrate how we effectively find voters and target to them online.
With this phase out, Google is introducing what it calls its privacy sandbox, a set of new tools that still track your behavior online. Victor Wong is Google's Senior Director of Product Management for the effort.
We're aiming to make it possible to show relevant ads without showing who the user is. And so the user themselves, hopefully, will see relevant ads still after we make this change fully.
Other companies are also trying to come up with cookie replacements of their own. And while the transition away from cookies has begun, what nobody is getting away from anytime soon? Targeted online ads. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.